or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
Okay, R&R Sanitation has been a sponsor to the show for many, many years. I've been a spokesman for many, many years, and it's safe to say that I've been a customer of R&R Sanitation from time to time because, well, they've got the best porta potties in town. But I've got a problem. First of all, everyone knows that they're the best. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. Everyone knows the phone number, 314-776-4000. Everybody knows that R&R Sanitation wants your stinking business. But please, just because you pass an R&R Sanitation porta potty on the side of a highway, at an event, at a charity event, or some type of construction site or a party, you don't have to tweet the picture to me. I get it. They're everywhere. So when you see R&R Sanitation, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, McGraw-Millhaven. Think R&R Sanitation. Think, oh, the cleanest porta-potties in the business. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
St. Louis area businesses, are you frustrated with a lack of new sales leads? Are you searching for ways to reach new clients? Are you looking for a way to meet customers face-to-face? Exhibit at the St. Louis Business Expo, Wednesday, October 22nd at the St. Charles Convention Center. This is the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri. One past exhibitor earned a $1 million contract at the show. Booths are going fast. Call and reserve your space today. Call 314-569-0076 or visit stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
a stain that needs to be removed.
Oh, boy, I've had those.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 26th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Spoke with Mark Reardon this morning. Things are good, thanks to you folks. And others who aren't AM and the PM, I feel sorry for those people. There was Stiefel Nicholas. We'll talk about them, what they do, how they do it, and how you could have them do it for you. And one of the first things he did when he called me, they complimented me on our new studios. And I said, what are you talking about?
What?
I don't even know. Apparently, what? One of our guys here has a separate studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey!
What's that about?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me, but the morning guy has his own digs somewhere else. Oh. Let's do a round of introductions for the people still here at Westport Plaza. One of them is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, we would like you to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
He's the bass player with the South Park Johnny B. Good Band. And
the South Side Johnny Band.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah.
And he's an impressionist. Wow, the list actually stops there. It doesn't go on and on.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. He is Dan Strauss. He is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Oh.
What?
I forgot to say happy birthday to my cousin, Mr. Trivia, Dave Strauss. It's his birthday today.
Well, if he's listening, he realizes he's an afterthought.
Yeah. Oh,
holy cow.
I forgot.
Yeah. See, what would have been...
I forgot.
Stop the music. What would have been smarter is you wait till we get in the playhouse, and you go, I'd just like to take a moment and say happy, rather than
outside
say...
Outside of the introductions, I want to isolate this and...
Make it special.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, I forgot. You just admitted you forgot.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know what? I know he's a man, but men cry. Men hurt.
I know.
They bleed.
I know. Yeah, and it's a milestone birthday, too.
Sorry, cousin. He's 65. I know.
Oh, that's not what I saw.
What?
How old do you think he was?
I got 80 here.
80?
Just kidding, Dave.
Now he's really hurt.
Just
now
kidding, Dave.
Wow. You can start the music again. I didn't know that.
What?
Brett, well, you know how 25 is silver and 50 is gold. And there's one that's paper and wood. Rat Boy says 65 is the what? What?
Cheese.
That's your cheese year.
Woo,
65. That's the cheese. And I give it 65th anniversary. If you live that long, that'd be your cheese anniversary. I didn't know that, Rat Boy. How about it for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm jotting a note down. I got to tell you what happened to me before the show when I went down to get iced tea. The kid that tried to make change for me. This is hilarious.
Oh, no.
I just got to write tea. I just got to write change, and I won't forget it. Change. I spoke to Mark Ridden this morning. Their business is very, very good. That means that there are a significant number. Means that there are a significant number who think ahead about. I know people like to say, ooh, plan for retirement, but it's really more than that. It's planning for emergencies, for a wedding you might have to pay for down the road, or, heaven forbid, hospitalization that's not covered by insurance. It's just, it's planning. I personally never understood the people that have a college fund and this fund and that fund. Just put aside some money. And then you have X amount of dollars. You can take what you need as you need it for whatever. I've never had to segment and label it as this fund or that fund. But if that works for you, then good. One of the things that they'll probably tell you, but if you contact them, you're already smart enough. They might not have to tell you this, but that is pay yourself first. That's one of the greatest pieces of advice I think I ever heard from anybody with regard to financial planning or a direction, some sort of direction, is pay yourself first. Isn't it interesting how you seem to always be able to make that car payment because you know they'll take it away? You make that house payment or that rent. Oh, man, what about you? How about doing that first and then base your lifestyle on what's left? And you'll be stunned down the road, after many, many, many years, what that money has turned into if you're smart with it. And that usually requires advice from somebody who knows what they're talking about and who does it every day. In this case, we're talking about Mark and Jason. Mark Ridden and Jason Becker. 27 years with Stiefel Nicholas. I hope they let me know when it's 28. I want to be sure to hit that 28 mark. You can find them at markandjason.com. That's the website. Phone number is there. Set up a meeting. If your response is, I already have a financial advisor, well, then wouldn't it be interesting to see how what they tell you compares to what your current advisor tells you? I think it would. MarkandJason.com. So before the show, there's a place that I won't mention that's down the escalator and to the right, and I wanted an iced tea. And the iced tea was $2.36. I didn't realize I had any change, but I did have change. But before I realized it, I gave this guy $3. And after I gave him $3, I said, oh, wait a second, I've got 36 cents. Now, he had my $3, so I gave him 36 cents. He gives me back 30 cents change. And he said, thank you. He said, stay cool.
That's new math.
And I think what he meant by that, he realized that I was a cool guy.
Hell yeah.
And he said, stay cool, meaning, wow, you are such a cool guy. I think that's what he meant.
You're hip.
I don't think it had anything to do with the heat. And I said, how much was that iced tea? And he said, $2.36. And I said, and I gave you
$3.
And I said, yes, but then I gave you the 36 cents. And he says, and I gave you 30 cents back. And I said, yes, you did. Oh, he said, oops, I owe you a dollar. And he proceeds to give me a dollar. Now he's giving me
a dollar 30. Yeah, even if you gave him $3, the change isn't 30.
See, these kids today.
But he had given me 30, so now he's given me literally. He's given, not literally. I didn't mean to say that. He's given me $1.30. Now I owe him 30, but he didn't. He got all lost.
But you screw them up if they don't.
Because, oh, I know.
Because when you
he already had punched in $3 on the screen.
They punch it in, and then you go, "Oh,
don't
wait a minute!
Make it
I've
too
got the exact change." And then they look at you and going.
It became a big ordeal.
Oh, yeah.
It really shouldn't have.
But did you give him the 30 cents back?
Yeah, of course I did.
That's good.
I spent 2 hours this morning. For anybody who's ever done this, Peon won't know what I'm talking about. He doesn't have a garage. Dan might. You buy these universal garage door openers, the kind you keep in your car. Because for whatever reason, I needed one. We had a couple, and I don't know, the kids might have taken one, or there's a lady that comes to our house a couple times a month to do some cleaning, but she has one, so I needed one. So I found a universal opener in the house that wasn't being used, and it had fresh, good battery. I tested the battery. What a nightmare trying to figure out how to encode.
Oh, to program it?
Oh, my goodness. 2 hours. I wanted to take a hammer to this thing, but you know what? I stayed with it because I thought, I am going to figure this out. And then if you go online, there's 6,000 codes, Genie, Liftmaster, Chamberlain, but, and it's just so confusing. I finally got it working. But I've been through this before.
Is it like programming a remote for the TV? Because then you go,
oh, my God, that's another ordeal. That, yeah. That's another huge ordeal.
Yeah.
Is trying to, like, if you have a either cable or dish or direct.
Like a universal remote?
Yeah.
No, you try to take the remote for, let's say it's the cable remote.
Oh, and have it do your TV.
And have it work your TV stuff. Oh, my goodness, you blow your brains out.
Yeah.
And they act like it's, oh, so simple. Just three easy steps. And if you ever pick up a garage door opener in the store or universal, if it works with any garage door in seconds.
Hold down the source button until it turns red.
Yeah.
Then punch
it
in the three digits.
And it blinks
so
three times.
Easy, and it's never easy. A friend of mine sent me a video today of a swimming pool. And it's a pool at somebody's house. I couldn't tell. It didn't say where it was, but it looked to be Southern California, you know, that kind of place. This swimming pool was $2 million. You've never seen anything like this. There's a cliff with a waterfall. It's like diving off a cliff in Acapulco or something. The owner is a scuba diver. So there are sections of the pool where the depths go to 27 feet. And it's down under rocks. He has simulated diving in the Cayman Islands or something. I've never seen anything like this. And then they give you the stats on pumps and filters and thrust. Jet thrusters move the water for the part of the pool that is the, what do you call it, Peon, where you float in a tube.
Wine, lazy river.
They've got a lazy river part of the pool that's constant current from jet blowers under the water. The maintenance alone just has to be a nightmare. You got to have a full time engineer. I've never seen so much PVC pipe and motors and pumps and filters. Unbelievable.
27 feet deep?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was wild. You know who I think has got the deal of the century? Sam Bradford. I heard this morning that if he never plays another game, and that very well may be, he ends up with $60 million.
Good grief.
What did he play, 3 years? Is this the third year or the fourth year?
Yeah, I'd have to look.
Wow.
Not very long.
That's what is always, I've never understood that about professional sports. No matter what happens, you get paid. No other profession. No other profession that I can think of is like that. If we don't come to work or we get hurt, we're out of work.
2010.
So
that would be, this would have been his.
This would have been his fourth
fifth
season.
Fifth year. Oh, 2010, 2011, 2012.
That can't
2013.
Be. 2013. That so just doesn't seem like it's been that long. So you play 4 years, not even all of four, because the last nine games of last year he was out. So you play three and a half seasons. Sorry, and I'm not faulting him.
He missed six games in 2011, too.
So, and then nine games last year. So jeez. If you add it all up, he's played like two seasons
about
of
three
football.
Full seasons.
He's still in his 20s, too. How old is he?
And it's not his fault. It's not like he's a slacker who tried to get... But what I'm saying is...
He's 26.
What other line of work could
I don't
you
know if,
hardly work at all and then not be able to work and here's $60 million. Thanks for everything.
And the only thing that's guaranteed, though, in the NFL is the signing bonus. I think if they cut that, I think they could cut him. And
according to what I heard, and I think I heard it from Kilrod, and he's a sports guy.
Well, that's true.
And boy. This Sunday night is the muscular dystrophy telethon. I can't imagine why anybody would watch it since Jerry Lewis is. And we've never gotten the story.
It's tonight?
No, Sunday.
Oh, the Sunday.
We've never been told the story, even by him, of why just it seemed like all of a sudden, boom, you're out. You're out, Jerry. Thanks for raising $800 billion for us over the years or whatever it was. We don't want you here anymore. I just think it's odd that there's never been a special interview. One of those, no, I don't want Barbara Walters to do it, but somebody sit down with Jerry Lewis and go, what the heck happened here? Whether you like him or not, that just seems strange to me the way that happened. And I tried to watch a little of it last year. It's not the same. I enjoyed that corny crap and him coming out and doing his stuff. And it was really good. They had some actual real stars and talent.
So I guess they don't do local anymore then.
I hope not, because that's the worst.
Oh, man.
When they bring it back to St. Louis.
Yes.
Hey, we got phones that aren't ringing here. I'm going to let's do a countdown in 30 seconds on all these phones to ring.
Yeah, does anybody know? Did anybody watch it last year? I guess they.
No.
If it's only 3 hours, they wouldn't do any local.
And 3 hours, that's not even really a telethon. Don't even call it that. I've never been a comic book guy. This makes me think maybe I should have. Did you see what is now the new record price paid for a comic book?
No.
Yes. Superman.
Yes. A nearly flawless copy.
Action Comics number one.
Superman's comic book debut has just sold for $3.2 million. Stephen Fisher and Vincent Zerzolo, they are... thank you. They're comic dealers. They submitted the winning bid for Action Comics number one. It's a 1938 comic book. Where the superhero first appeared, Superman. Here's the part that really shocked me. I thought, well, 3.2 million, this is a one of a kind deal. No, it said there's 100 copies still in existence. 100.
But quality wise.
No, this is pristine.
That, yeah, that makes a big difference.
And then I love this. It's thought to be the highest price ever paid for a comic book. Well, I think it probably is.
It shocked me that they sold it on eBay. Usually those things happen at an auction house or some. It was weird that it was just done.
Would you feel weird wiring $3.2 million?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. And I know eBay gets like a percentage of it. They have to love that. Each deal that's made.
The guy who was kicked off an American Airlines flight. And by the way, I'm on American Airlines side with this one. They kicked this guy off a flight. And this is not a short flight. This was from Paris to Dallas. Nah, that's not a one-hour flight. Charles de Gaulle Airport, they threw him off before the plane took off because he stunk so bad.
Oh.
Or stank, or whatever the name is.
I agree with that.
I absolutely agree with it because several of the passengers went, whoo, we cannot fly from here to Dallas with this guy stinking like this. So he's lodged a complaint claiming discrimination, but here's the deal. None of us ever really read the fine print when a ticket's printed out, but the American Airlines terms and conditions for passengers states the following. They can refuse to transport a passenger if, among other things, they are interfering with the crew, barefooted, or have an offensive odor not caused by a disability or illness.
Wow.
It's in there. And it says they technically have the right to throw you off if you stink. And the member of the staff said the crew and the passengers both complained about, and they, here's what they said to him, and they've got it, because everything that happens now, somebody gets it on video. One of the crew members said, you are with an American company. Now, remember, this is in departing France. She said, you're with an American company. This is American territory, this plane. The captain has the right to refuse you. You will not be flying today. Take a shower. And then he said, I covered myself with Dior perfume at the duty-free shop. Well, you know what? That stinks, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a relative. Now, remember, folks, I'm from Tennessee. We were in the hick, hillbilly part of Tennessee. And one of my relatives, it was an aunt or an uncle, I won't get more specific than that, hated to bathe. So she would go like 2 weeks without bathing. But every day she'd just lay on more deodorant and perfume. So you've got a combination of body odor mixed with perfume and deodorant. Whew. Yeah.
Come over here and sit in my lap.
No, thank you.
Didn't like to bathe.
And she even said she thought bathing was unhealthy.
Oh.
And she said, look at the Europeans. Oh, she said it with a southern voice. Look at the Europeans. They don't bathe that often. Sometimes they go 2 and 3 weeks and think nothing of it without bathing. I think they've got the right idea. Your body needs its natural oils. That's what you'd say. That you're washing away the body's natural oils. Yeah. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two unemployed FM DJs. Don't know what to do. Radio is in trouble. They're on hiring. They're paying nothing when they do, or they make you pay the station to go on the air. They're stumped. And one of the FM DJs said to the other one, he said, we need to get to a bigger radio market. We need to go to Chicago. Get out of St. Louis. Let's go to Chicago. Somebody there will hire us. So they just have just enough money to get in the car and drive from St. Louis to Chicago. Now remember, these are FM DJs. They get to about Springfield, Illinois, and they see one of those blue state road signs on the side of the road. It says, clean restrooms ahead. Between Springfield and Chicago, they clean 63 restrooms.
All right, let's see how the roads look right now. We've had some storms rolling through. Here's Frank Ladd.
Yeah, that certainly slowed things down, Dan. Stop and go now westbound on Highway 64 from, looks like Clarkson now, all the way out to this earlier accident out near the Spirit of St. Louis Airport exit, Spirit of St. Louis Airport overpass stretch there. It's still blocking the left lane, but you're stop and go in that stretch all the way out there. Eastbound 270 up in North County, rain slowed as well between McDonald and 367. 70 westbound, heavy between Grand and the Interbelt due to rain. Northbound 170, heavy between Forest Park Parkway in pockets all the way up to Highway 270. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes now between at Grand and then again between Kings Highway and McCausland. 64 eastbound is slow now between 20th Street and the Poplar Street Bridge. 55, 64 eastbound is slow in the Metro East as well between Tudor and the 70 split. 270 southbound just slow now between 64 and Big Bend. 44 westbound, that rain pocket's making its way through that area as well. Saw some volume between the Merrimack River Bridge and 141. This update is brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and the Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is your information station for ABC News. Local news, traffic reports, and weather updates you can count on. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653. Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $22 a month.
Call 1-800-919-5667 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-5667. 1-800-919-5667. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Supreme Nicotine, South County Vapor Lounge, 5837 South Lindbergh. Supreme Nicotine's West County Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road. Supreme Nicotine, South County Center, top level, next to Macy's. We're shipped quick from SupremeNicotine.com. The world's best e-cigs, America's best e-liquid, Supreme Nicotine.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your heels together three times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at parktownaudi.com.
Farmers Insurance believes that the more you know, the better you can plan. Find your local agent by calling 888-96-FARMERS. That's 888-96-FARMERS.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
It's a conversation about the world of firearms on Target Talk St. Louis, presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton, beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
much sleep he got. He gets up about 2:30 or 3, and he was at the Emmys last night. Now, that, although we forget, that's California time. So if we watched it, when was it on last night? 7? That was 5 o'clock out there. So he was out of there by, 8 o'clock. We keep forgetting. They're 2 hours ahead. He, of course, is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by place where I'll be having dinner tonight with some very nice people, Annie Guns. Looking forward to it. Annie Guns Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market, and they're both in Chesterfield Valley. And that's all I can tell you. I could go on and on about how great it is, but you'll just have to find out for yourself. And those of you who have been, you would agree with me, it's the kind of place you will go back. Nobody goes to Annie Guns or Smokehouse just once. From not L.A. as he was yesterday, but back home in his home in the Palm Springs area, here is what some have said, or at least I heard one person say, might be the greatest entertainment reporter ever in the radio business. And I think he's the one that said it. Mike Evans, everybody. So,
I decided
not to. So, just quickly, your impressions last night, and I'll give you mine.
Well, we'll start off with a pop quiz question. I want to get that out of way first.
Okay.
We do have Scoop from the Emmys. Pop quiz question, the U.S. Tennis Open starts this week in New York. Who is the best celebrity tennis player, but not a professional, never went pro like Kaley Cuoco? Is it Dr. Phil, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Kate Upton? All right, Dan. Emmys, red carpets, Jim Parsons' brown tuxedo in person did not look good at all. Lena Dunham from Girls looked like an exploded giant cotton candy. Mm. But I think the worst on the red carpet was Kelly Osbourne with her mohawk and ugly purple hair. Hayden Panettiere.
No.
9 months pregnant, looked fabulous in her sequins gown. She looked absolutely great. You know, I first met her at an Obama party. At the first inauguration, she's one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet.
Wow. Have you ever watched Nashville?
I have not watched her show.
She's on Nashville, and she plays a bitch on Nashville.
Really?
Yeah, she's good, though.
Amy Poehler looked great.
I like her. I think she's cute.
She is. Also, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, I thought, looked fabulous.
Yeah, she's cute, too.
And, you know, on the red carpet, my nose picked up a scent of marijuana.
No.
What?
Yeah. No, Mike.
I know. It's hard to believe.
It's crazy. Mike, as people age, their sense of smell
maybe that's
deteriorates.
What it was. Well, Sarah Silverman dropped her pot pipe on the red carpet when she was walking. So.
There was a clip online. She was being interviewed by somebody, and they opened her clutch, and she showed she had one of those vapor pens, and she said, "There's marijuana oil in here."
Mike,
yeah,
how would you,
she
Mike,
dropped
how,
it walking into the Nokia.
Mike, how will you even know what that smells like?
Yeah. Wait, good point.
Yeah. Well, I've smoked a lot of it.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Hey, how about Julia Roberts' bird legs?
Yeah, I don't like Julia Roberts much.
I've never found her that attractive. She's one of those women they can make attractive.
Me either. She could eat an apple through a picket fence.
No, man. That's true.
Host Seth Meyers, I thought, was solid while he was often funny. I never found him hilarious.
No, I thought it was mediocre. We never had that moment that everybody would talk about the next day.
My buddy, Weird Al Yankovic, I thought was going to do a great shtick when he was going to sing new songs, theme songs for TV shows. But the band was so loud, you couldn't understand the words.
And if you weren't familiar with the shows, and there were only two or three, you were lost. And I was lost. I didn't get it. I thought that failed. And I was kind of disappointed in the Billy Crystal thing.
I thought the Robin Williams Billy Crystal thing was touching. But all in all, I gave the show like a 6.5 out of 10.
I would go with that.
About all you can do with it. We got some other news for you. Love Nugget Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
41 years old and Benji Madden, 35, announced to friends that they're getting married next spring.
That is so beautiful.
It is beautiful, Frank.
Oh, I got an update for you, and I know you'll be happy to hear this. Suge Knight still hanging on.
He is.
Still hanging on.
I know. I know he's in your prayers.
You got that right.
Great New York Post headline. You know I love him. story about a Taco Bell franchise owner who's being investigated for giving customers counterfeit 10 and 20s when making change. New York Post headline screams, "Beware of Taco Bills."
Oh, that's good.
See? I love it.
That's good.
Radical Reverend Nut Al Sharpton could be fired from his NBC show because there's accusations that he incited riots with his speeches in Ferguson, Missouri. But my favorite Al Sharpton story, I'll never forget it, is the story that you told, and I was there at the Nokia Theater when he said it. I didn't remember the exact words until I called you yesterday. But why don't you share that with the listeners when at the Nokia Theater, same place they had the Emmys last night, when they had the memorial funeral service for Michael Jackson.
Well, he had talked about that. Over the life of Michael Jackson, people had accused him of being weird and odd and strange.
And there were pictures in the Nokia, 100 pictures of him up on the walls, including the one of him holding blanket over a 5-story balcony by the feet.
And let's not forget the surgical mask.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget any of the. And Al Sharpton looked at the kids, blanket and whatever, Paris.
Paris and Prince.
And he said, I want you to know, he says, "There wasn't nothing strange about your daddy." Wow. If there was nothing strange about Michael Jackson, then there's never been anything strange about anybody.
I agree. I agree.
Love that statement.
And I also bring it up with the fact that I would love to see him lose his job because I don't think this jerk belongs on television anyway. He's horrible.
If anybody ever wants to go back, and when you're at a computer, go back. Nobody ever transformed himself physically like this guy. He was a gigantic, heavy guy.
Yes.
He looks like a corpse.
I know.
I've never seen a guy.
He looked. I know.
He looked like Al Roker's brother.
Well, he was bigger, I think, than Al Roker ever was. He was huge.
Yeah. And finally.
No.
I hear it when it comes to an Infringo.
I know what you're saying.
Who is the best celebrity tennis player to never go pro or play pro? Dr. Phil, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, or Kate Upton?
Wow.
I'm trying to picture Jennifer Aniston in a little tennis.
Yeah, story. I'm gonna go Jennifer Aniston.
I'll say Aniston.
Haniston?
Aniston.
What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. Are you drunk? That's Mike's,
no,
that's Mike's
I'm
job.
Sick.
Come on now.
I'm going to take the least likely... I'm going to go Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
The answer is Dr. Phil.
Yeah!
Oh. Hey, Mike, Kevin, love, yeah! All, let's see.
Sometimes
it pays to go last.
And you know what? When I did see his show a couple of times, he did say that he plays tennis a lot. And
I've never watched his show. I can't stand that.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand that Keith Abloh or any of these any of these people that come on and just basically say what most people already know, just common sense stuff, and that makes them some kind of genius or something. I look at him and I go, it's almost like here are the stable of people owned by Oprah. Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, and then several other people that she owns, essentially. And, of course, it's all out of jealousy because they do so much better than we do. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I want to say hello to Alan Zakirski, the Z-Man. He has the Z Company, and I had met him at... Johnny Londoff. I was getting an oil change, and he was getting his car serviced, and he was nice enough to send me a couple of little trinkets today. He's in the specialty advertising business or specialty product business, so thank you, Z-Man. I appreciate it. And we have Greek pastries here. I don't know where they're from, but I didn't touch them. And normally, I eat every single thing in the container, and I'm so proud that I didn't have one Greek pastry because this is the new me, folks. And we didn't talk about it, but we didn't have time in the Playhouse, but how about this guy in St. Louis that robs? Did you see the picture? Robbed a Taco Bell. He has breakfast. He sits and eats breakfast, and then when he's finished eating, he pulls out a gun and robs him. It's like, well, I've had breakfast now. I think I'll rob this place. And unlike the blurry images in black and white, sometimes you get these are really good color photos of this guy. How do you not try to hide or disguise yourself? And he's a very how should I put this? Middle to upper end. He's a very, he doesn't look like a guy who would hold up a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Just like
a polo shirt or something like that.
He looks like a guy just walked off a nice golf course and thought, hey, I played a nice round of golf at a pretty high-end country club. I think I'll go rob a Taco Bell. It was weird. AT&T, U-verse. Let me tell you what this is. This is a, if you watch television, you either have to get it off an antenna, and that's you're pretty limited there, or cable, or Dish Network, or DirecTV, or AT&T U-verse. Only one of those is fiber optic. Dan, tell them which one it is.
AT&T U-verse.
That's right. AT&T U-verse brings you your television programming through fiber optic transmission. They also bring you the SEC Network, Southeastern Conference. If you like college sports, this went on the air the 14th of this month. It's a brand new network. And this season, if you have AT&T U-verse, you will also have access to the SEC Network, where you can enjoy 1,000 live sporting events this season, including 45 football games. This is an interactive network, the SEC Network. You can access game schedules. You can access polling, stories, trivia. If you like college sports, I think you're going to love this. And when you contact AT&T, whether you call them or you go online or just go into an AT&T store, please ask them about the special same price for 2 year deal, where you're locked into a great price for 2 years. And of course, tell them your AM and the PM. Now, the number, the toll free number is 877 only ATT. You can also go into an AT&T store, or you can go online to att.com/SEC. And you say, wait a minute, I'm driving. I can't remember that. You don't have to. When you have a chance, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and all that contact information for AT&T is there. And now we go live. You know, we have a fantastic KTRS news department. We have a traffic department. We also have a legal department. And now we take you live to the KTRS legal department.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T U-verse services. Call or go to att.com/U-verse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC network. Requires qualified device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi or data connection. Data charges may apply.
Meet me.
Here's Frank Ladd. He's going to have our final check on traffic this afternoon, Frank.
Well, it's not great news, but things are getting a little better. 270 eastbound up in North County. Still some volume now between Lindbergh and West Florissant. Still heavy westbound on 64 between Tower Grove and Skinker. Then again, 70 westbound's heavy in the city between Riverview and Bermuda. Much better 64 eastbound approaching the Poplar. Same story with northbound 55 headed towards the Poplar. 270 southbound still heavy. Headed towards South County, it's heavy between Manchester and Norty Ferry. Then it opens up and you're back on the brakes now between Marshall and Gravois. 64 westbound this afternoon. We're lingering volume now between Timberlake and the Boone's Bridge. They've gotten the accidents out of the way that had been near the Spirit Overpass. This update is brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and the Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday nights at 9, lock and load for the talk show you don't want to miss. This is Larry Connors for news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
There's something special happening at Northwest Healthcare. From the compassion of our emergency department staff, to the rapid results from our imaging and lab facilities, to the comfort and convenience of our campus on Graham Road, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Northwest Healthcare. Member BJC Healthcare.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, August 27th at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Fresno Grizzlies on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Just got a call from the Radio Hall of Fame. They heard today's show, and once again, we're not going to get in. Have a great, what is this?
Tuesday.
Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Dramatic pictures of a speedboat accident at Lake of the Ozarks. We talk boating safety heading into the unofficial last week of summer. Heat warnings extended another day. How folks are trying to beat the heat. After a day of silence for Mike Brown's funeral, protests start again. What happened in downtown St. Louis? A woman wakes up to find her neighbor naked in her bed. What happens after she realizes he's not her husband?
First on Fox at this hour, a march for peace is about to start in Ferguson. Earlier today, protesters came to the federal courthouse demanding a meeting with the U.S. attorney.
Fox 2's Paul Shankman has been at both events and joins us now live from Ferguson with a look at what's about to happen and what happened downtown when protesters pushed through the police line. Paul?
Yeah, Tom, this march was supposed to start at 6 o'clock. It's been delayed by about 15 minutes because...